Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Susie. That is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, parenthesis, Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Wilkins, W-I-L-K-E-N-S. Middle initial N, address 1550 Springfield Drive, number 51, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-433-6674. ID is XXX XXX9073, date of birth 8/18/1953, 69-year-old widowed retired nurse. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walgreens East Avenue. Address to Dr. Gopinath Sunil, S-U-N-I-L-M-D. Ampla Healthcare. Below that, Chico Medical Pediatrics and Express Care. Below that, Endocrinology. Below that, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-22213, 530-342-4395, 530-894-2325, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of CMT and diabetic neuropathy. Subparagraph, current history of clinical symptoms of lower extremity, possibly radicular or sciatic pain. Dear Dr. Sunil, thank you for referring your patient, Susie Wilkin, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, this moderately obese former nurse has been having troubles with what were described as troubles with her Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. Subparagraph, she currently complains of symptoms of gluteal pain radiating inferiorly in the lower extremity, suggesting sciatica or piriformis syndrome. New paragraph. She does give a history of having some symptoms of diabetic neuropathy with her type 1 diabetes, which by her report hasn't been well controlled due to her difficulty in dietary compliance despite insulin therapy. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of risk factors for dysomnia, for which I am obtaining sleep testing for evaluation and consideration for further treatment, which, if positive, may help improve her diabetic clinical symptoms. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today was basically intact with preserved ambulation, although she uses a walker for stability with her back symptoms. New paragraph. She is alert, oriented, pleasant, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, she demonstrates no other motor impairment. New paragraph, her sensory examination was deferred for her electrodiagnostic studies, which will be scheduled with her history of CMT. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up reevaluation after initiation of physical therapy for her musculoskeletal symptoms. New paragraph. When she completes her electrodiagnostic evaluation, and I have the results of additional laboratory testing, for other clinical risks for neuropathy, I will send a follow-up report and sign respectfully with my professional signature.